Loving that moody tune with a beat there. That is Ben Lewis. He'll be at Festivolt this weekend, a free festival in Ferney-Voltaire. He'll be performing with Sean Leyland. Now, both of those are independent artists who record and perform solo. They have performed together before. I invited them both into the WRS studio and started off by asking Ben, who you just heard, to describe the music that he makes.
I make mostly sort of electronic, slightly 80s sounding pop music, crying on the dance floor type stuff.
Okay, what is it about that kind of genre that attracts you, Ben?
Deep inner sadness. No, I don't know. It's just something I've always enjoyed. It's sort of melancholy, but with a bit of a beat.
Who do you make music with?
Generally with my friend Sean here and Meek Stradinsky from Production, and Corbal, who will also be singing at the festival.
Sean, I'm going to come over to you. Tell me a little bit about your music.
I make a sort of mix between blues and every genre that crosses my mind, so mainly pop and funk, I'd say, but always coming back to blues as the initial root of the music.
Tell me a little bit about working together, both of you. Like, why have you decided to put something together on stage to make a show with both of you?
Because we've been playing together for a long time. I've performed on his album and I play with him live on his solo project already. And I haven't really had a chance to perform much of my own recorded material since the pandemic. And we just thought it would be an interesting concept to have two different creative projects simultaneously, and Ben actually also recorded vocals on my album as well. So we thought it'd be a kind of eclectic mix to bring those together.
As two singer-songwriters in your own right, I ask all the time, what are the joys of collaborating? I think I understand the joys of collaborating from both of you. You've worked together for a long time. But what are some of the challenges with making very different music separately, then coming together? What do you have to overcome?
I think we're fairly lucky in that we've sort of gelled from the beginning, but I don't want to speak too much for Sean, but I think maybe difficulties are my failure to learn some of the technical aspects, shall we say. No, style-wise, I think we mesh quite well. Like we said, he's played on some of my tracks, I've sung on some of his. So what do you say?
I would say that we both like ultimately the same sort of conclusion for the audience, which is to have fun, dance, and in a way, I guess it's all based around the rhythm aspect of the music, so it does gel, and we want people to have a good time, so we can always kind of find a balance there.
And I have seen you both perform together live previously. It's been a great show. I want to find out, though, just so that we have a little insight as we're watching you at Festivolt on the Sunday at 5 o'clock. I want to hear from you, though. Just tell me, what is one particular thing that we should be looking out for? Ben, can you tell me something that you think that Sean is great at doing on stage and then vice versa?
I mean, I will say that his moments when he gets to do big guitar solos are just thrilling for absolutely everybody. I have friends he's never met who can recognize his style just from hearing it from a distance.
The big guitar solo, mm-hmm. We'll be looking out for that one. And Sean?
I would say the moments where Ben is just on an island by himself on stage and just everybody is caught in that moment with him and he's singing and just everybody's just enjoying that sort of intimate but super intense performance that only he can give.
Amazing. If you want to see these guys perform, head over to Festivolt this Sunday to see Sean Leyland and Ben Lewis performing together. Why tell us what you know you're good at when you can just tell us what your co-musician is good at? I love this. I love how this works out. Sean and Ben, best of luck this weekend at Festivolt. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.